This is CITR 101.9. We're broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. You are tuned into Fresh Slice. We have a dynamic episode today. We are from 1 to 2 every Friday afternoon. So thanks for listening.
Yeah.
That song was Don't Wanna Be Too Cool by Kate Fagan. She is out of Chicago, and I like her a lot.
Yeah, very 80s, like,
totally,
fully dance music. I love it.
Yeah, that one's not too synthy. She has some synthy tracks. Do check her out. So next up, I think, what do we have in store today for the episode?
I have been listening to a very, like, mixed bag of music lately. Mm. I feel like I want to play some very, like, dancey stuff.
Yeah, that's today. How we're feeling. It's a standing desk type of day.
Yeah, we're standing in the studio in a very awkward way. If you happen to walk by and see us standing in front of our chairs.
It's going to add something to the show.
I think it adds, it brings energy and like, whoo.
Great. So next up, we're going to play the song Perfect Picture by a band called Gold Medal out of New York. They are super, super promising. So do check them out. I think they're going to release their EP quite soon. This song is called Perfect Picture.
Caught in the moment, cut my fingers on the way.
All right, we're back. You just heard the song When We Are Not Love by Better Posture from the album Unfinished After Orlando. He's out of Vancouver, and I like his funky tunes.
Funky local dance mixer. Thank you, Better Posture. I love Better Posture.
That's why we're standing.
That's why we're standing today. So I have a question for Quinn and for listeners to think about in their minds. When you are, and happy Friday, when you are escaping your reality this weekend, I hope you get to for a moment or two. Let's just ponder, if you were to put on virtual reality glasses, which I think you can buy, they're real and they exist.
You can make like a cardboard one. I think Google has like $15 like cardboard ones you can buy, and you just put your smartphone into it.
Okay, I've seen that.
Yeah.
So if you, when you are constructing your cardboard virtual reality goggles with your iPhone, what will you put into your virtual reality? Like, what is the perfect escape? Have you always longed to do that you can't do in this existence, but you might be able to do? What if you could just sit down and have a nice dinner with your favorite celeb or something?
In virtual reality?
In VR.
Man, that's tricky. I don't want to be like very boring and be like a beach, but I kind of feel like a beach would be nice right now.
You live in the Couve.
Yeah, but
get yourself to the danged beach, the snowy, mushy beach.
It's so sad outside right now.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would go.
I would go to the beach, even though it's snowy and mushy, and
VR.
Yeah, and it would be like a sunny version.
Bring a portable sun lamp.
Beach. One of those, like, whatever. Yes, one of those,
like a UV,
for your plant.
Like, yeah, and just shine it on your face while you have your UV goggles or your VR goggles on.
That would be really nice. Sad, though. You could never escape goggle tan.
That's true.
There's no escape.
I have only ever used a VR once, and it was the most terrifying experience I've ever had. I did my sister's boyfriend's, like, the PlayStation VR, which is very high-tech, and he put me on one of those little, like, demo ones that they always do at, like, you know, like, fairs and, like, conventions for whatever. And it was, like, the shark attack one.
What?
So you, like, go down in this cage, and, like, you're, like, just, like, being chased by the shark, and it keeps on coming up out of nowhere, and then it, like, gets the door off of your cage and, like, the back, and you're just, like, it was, like, the scariest thing I've ever done.
What kind of sadist designed a program to make it feel like you're about to be eaten by a shark?
Yeah, also, like, what kind of sadists are my family for all, like, sitting on the couch, laughing at me as I screamed, and, yeah.
That sounds so scary. Okay. Well, I hope your virtual reality experience is much more pleasant. Like, it could be anything. I think space is something people bring up a lot in their virtual reality dreams. Like, I want to be, you know, doing the Macarena with an alien. I wouldn't want to do that. I'm kind of a space hater.
We don't know what aliens look like. So, like, can they even do the Macarena? I don't know. That's, like, assuming that aliens,
like to
look
dance.
Like us. That's pretty, human-centric.
Doubtful. Yeah. So, next up, we're going to get, continue this great ride, and we're going to play a song by Sacred Paws. They are a band out of London, members of Shopping, and their new album is called Strike a Match. I'm going to play the song Empty Body. I've been really enjoying this album, and I hope you do too.
All day. Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Wednesday, March 1st in your calendar and get over to the UBC Nest for the graduate school fair. Or do you want to study, work, or volunteer abroad? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center on Thursday, March 2nd to visit the Study and Go Abroad fair. Both events are free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourages students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
Attention to me right now.
This is Fresh Slice. That was the song Every Single Thing by Homeshake. And before that, we heard a song by the band Sacred Paws called Empty Body. So next up, we're going to play this band Steph Chura, who's playing a show with the band Priests from Washington, D.C. and our own local Lie at the 333 on the 16th. So you can go. You know, I'm glad that there are so many concerts going on in the week of Valentine's Day because...
Yeah, it's like a distraction if you don't have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So, do go. That is an all-ages show. This band, Steph Chura, pretty great. They're on Urinal Cake Records, and they're out of Michigan. So, the song I'm going to play is called Faded Heart. And this is off of their latest album, Messes, which came out like maybe a week ago.
Mm-hmm. two women who were once in love. The cause of suffering, they grew so tall. Arrogance touched the sky, God's watched us fall.
Alrighty, you're listening to Fresh Slice on CITR 101.9.
Fresh Slice.
Fresh.
Yes. That was the song Aristophanes by the group Ghost Thoughts, who, it's a really interesting album released on Bandcamp like maybe yesterday. And it includes six different voices for the different songs, but the same writer for all of the songs. Someone who is from Vancouver and was in The Oz, if you enjoyed that band. I unfortunately wasn't around Vancouver when they were performing, but they are a great, great band. So this group is called Ghost Thoughts, and the album is called Purple Period. So, and that song, Aristophanes, is sung by someone from Supermoon. So,
sweet.
Yet another creative diffusion. Wonderful.
Before that, we listened to The Courtneys, Vancouver Superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Just released their new album. You heard the song Tour off the album Two. Or I.
I.
And then before that, a song by the Smoke Eaters from Victoria. It was the song Dogs off the album Bonnybrook Road.
Mm-hmm. Pleasant. Always a pleasant subject. Please keep them coming. Dogs, more about dogs. We should do a whole episode about dogs sometime.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could wrangle it.
Episodes and do the very lame.
This episode is about music. Great. What are we going to play now?
Up next, I'm going to play a song by Nice Apple, so from Vancouver, with the song I Twitch off of their demos.
Maybe empty, but at least my heart is growing. She says I will. vitamin D? Satisfy your craving with the February Discorder magazine. Discorder turns 34 this month, celebrating with the Courtneys, Pale Red, Nothingness, Chapel Sound, Pity City, and three scorching hothead submissions. The issue looks into the fentanyl crisis, with alternative perspectives leading up to Opioid Awareness Day on February 21st. We also find out what's happening to Granville Island when Emily Carr leaves, and this issue features album reviews of Mittens and Chelsea Grimm, live show reviews of Shindig, Quiet City, and more. Thanks to our lovely sponsors, Recruit in Canada, Geist Magazine, Jazz Records, the Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, the Rio Theater, the Wise Hall, the Astoria, Steam Whistle Brewery, and Redgate Art Society.
Time to eat the donuts.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
All right, you just heard the song Desire by Palberta.
What a goodie.
Yeah, I'm really glad I found this little gem out of New York. The album is Hot on the Beach.
Before that, we listened to excellent, most excellent band, New Fries. I think award for the grossest album art.
I hate their goes album to cover.
It's like someone's pretty gnarly leg.
It. Yeah, it was just some like terrible, terrible varicose veins.
Yeah.
Varicose veins are disgusting, but the album cover just.
Yeah. The tied last year's winner, I think, was Crack Cloud.
That was
really
also gross.
Terrible album cover. You know what? They're making a statement. It's fine. It's just not my aesthetic. So, not my aesthetic. And before that, what did we hear?
Nice apple.
Yeah. Next up, we're going to play Knots. They are coming on Wednesday night. They're going to play, I think, at the Cobalt. So get out there, see the show, see some good live kind of punky music. They're from Tennessee, so this might be the last time, guys. Just go.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for listening, pals. This is Fresh Slice. Tune in next week for another great roundup.
Yeah. Up next, stay tuned because Radio Zero is going to be playing.
Sweet mixes. Always so good.
Whoop.
So good. But that we left you with the song Denial by Violentene. Off of their latest Denial. They're so Cocteau Twinsy and amazing. I've been really enjoying this new EP.
Yeah, terrific. We got one last kind of like chill down song for you after a very high energy show. This is the song Flower Glass by Hand Habits off of the upcoming, very soon. Ooh, it's releasing today. but here's a single that she released earlier, off the album Wildly Idle, Humble Before the Void.
Let's get going here. This is Radio Zero.